Father, we thank you this day. Jesus, we celebrate you. Everything written about you is great. You are the light of the world. Thank you, Lord, for lighting our path. Thank you, Lord, for all you've been doing in this conference. Thank you, Lord, for what you will yet do. Thank you for the experience afterward. We give thanks to you. We exalt your majesty. In Jesus' mighty name. Spirit of God, I ask of you tonight that you use my vocal cord and think through my mind to communicate the truth to your people tonight. That everyone will return back home filled with your blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Please, let's put our hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. You may be seated. Thank you, choir. Thank you for that wonderful ministration. You have always been an A choir. Anytime I come, I always enjoy your uniqueness in your ministration. Thank you for being there. And I want to thank God's servant for the grace that God has given to you to manufacture your own song on your own. Glory to God. It's a very rare grace. And it's what makes this place unique. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. You are all welcome this evening in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, we are in this conference, and the theme of the conference is the light. And I lay a foundation yesterday by making us to understand the synonyms of light. Light could mean different thing, but from the angle I'm picking it up, I want us to understand that light is knowledge. When you have knowledge, you have light. You are lighted. You are not walking in ignorance. And I pick my word from Psalm 119, verse 130. The Bible said, the entrance of his word giveth light and give understanding to the simple. The entrance of his word giveth light and give understanding to the simple. In Genesis chapter 1, from verse 1, we also had the understanding of the constituents of God's word. That God's word constitutes light. The Bible says in the 4th Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The next verse, and the earth is without form and void, and the Spirit of God over the water. And in verse 3, the Bible says, and God said, let there be light. The first thing God spoke was light. The first word that came out of God's mouth was light. And God's word, just as I said to us yesterday, is light. The knowledge of God is the light of God. Amen? The knowledge of God is the light of God. And in Isaiah chapter 2 verse 5, we read, O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. The knowledge of God is the light of God. And we understood from the beginning that the Bible says in the book of John chapter 1, verse 1. John chapter 1, verse number 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The next verse. The same was in the beginning. The next verse. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. The next verse. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. It began by saying, in the beginning was the word. And when he got to this verse, he used a human pronoun to describe the word. So the word is not a thing. The word is a person. And the word The personality of the Word is light. The Word is a person, and the personality of the Word is light. Now let's go on the next verse. Verse 5. Can you please give me verse 5? Thank you. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Now you need to understand the reason for light. The reason light is because there is darkness. Because the Bible says, in the beginning, God created everything, and darkness was on the earth. So the reason for light was because darkness was there, and the way to dispel darkness is to introduce light. So light comes to dispel darkness. And said, this light shines where? In darkness. Now hear me very well. Just as we've been told, you don't pray for darkness to go. You shine your light. And the moment you shine your light, one of the things that light brings, it brings change. Someone say change. I said yesterday, light brings your beauty. Light also other things. Another thing is light brings changes. Anywhere light appears, changes takes place. Said, and this light shines in darkness, and darkness did not comprehend. In other words, darkness cannot control it. Darkness can't control it. Now let's go ahead. The next verse, verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The next verse, verse. This man came from for to witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. Now, it began by saying, in the beginning was the Word. Now, go back to that verse 8 that we're reading. It now described, it was not that light, John was saying, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Verse 9. This was the true light, which gives what? Light to every man coming into the world. Then in verse 14, we understood what this light is and who this light is. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In the beginning was the Word was with God. He continued by telling us in him was life. Now we are getting to understand who this light is and who is the carrier of this life. He said, this Word, which was in the beginning, which is also the light, has become flesh. And this flesh is now the only begotten Son of God that is full of grace and truth. So the light is Jesus. The light of the world that shines and dispels every darkness is Christ Jesus. The salvation of the world came through light. So until a man is lighted, he's not yet saved. Light of the world. In that same John chapter 8, verse 12 that we read. John chapter 8, the anchor for this program. John chapter 8, verse 12. Can you please bring it up for me? Then Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. We began, the Word is the light, and the light is a person, and the personality of this light is Jesus Christ. So Jesus is the light of the world. And hear me very well, child of God, tonight, having been able to establish that, whatever Jesus is what everyone that believes in him becomes. Whatever Jesus is what everyone that believes in him becomes. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 1 and verse 12, for as many that believes in him, those who receive him, to them gave it the power to be called the sons of God. So Jesus is light, and whatever he is, you too, you are. In Ephesians, Paul was speaking to us in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. For you were once darkness. He was talking to believer. You were once darkness. But now, somebody say now. Look at your neighbor, say now. But now you are light in this world. You are light in this world. Walk as what? The children of light. He said you were once darkness, but now you are light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Now you were once darkness, but now you are light. That means whatever light can do, if light dispels darkness, your appearance dispels any darkness around you. If light brings beauty, your appearance brings beauty wherever you appear. If light brings change, your appearance brings change. You are the light of the world. The Bible says Matthew chapter 5 and from verse 13. Matthew chapter 5. Jesus came and his purpose is to build up your personal image. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it season? It is good for nothing but to thrown down, out, and trample under the feet. The next verse, you, somebody say, I. Say, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Jesus said, as long as I'm on this earth, I am the light of the world. And because Jesus is now living in you and I, we are the light of the world. In your family, you are the light there. In your place of business, you are the light there. He now said, let your light so shine. Someone said, let your light so shine. He said, let your light so shine that men will see it. So light is for showing. If somebody says you want to show, tell them that is the work of a light. Light shows. Because the word light means to shine. When we talk about light, we talk about what has the ability to radiate, to illuminate. You are the illumination of this world. I thought somebody said amen to that. Amen. You are the illumination of this world. And because wherever there is light, there is no confusion. You will never see confusion in life. Amen. When a believer gets to a stage in his life, I don't know what to do. It's because that person, he or she did not know that he is a light. You can never get to a stage in your life as a child of God where you will say, I don't know what to do. Because when light shines, solution comes. Say me, I'm the solution. I'm the light of the world. I'm the light in my place of work. You know, it amazes me that most believers, having known that they are the light, when they have an encounter with darkness, they run away. Just as we've been taught tonight, that consciousness is what brings experience. If you don't know who you are, you will not be able to know what you can do. If you don't know who you are, you will not be able to know what you can avoid and what you cannot avoid. When you know that you are light, there is no situation of life that can pull you down. Because light always prevails over darkness. The light of the world, you are victorious on every area. Whatever is going on in your life that is not in line with the word of God is darkness, and you have the power to rule over them. Is somebody hearing me tonight? You have the power to do what? To rule over them. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4, he said, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? He that believeth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Your faith in him makes you whatever he is. If Jesus is light, you are light. Shout hallelujah to that. And in that same 1 John chapter 5 verse 9, he said, the whole world lights in wickedness, but we know we are of God. So what defeat order is not permitted to defeat you. When others are going down, you are not allowed to go down. You need to know who you are. You need to understand that I'm not just flesh and blood. I am light, and light shines. He said, the world lights in wickedness. It was a re-echoing of Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you, for darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord will rise upon you. What pull other down will not be able to pull you down. What other cries over, you will not cry over it. When men say there is no way out, you will tell them, follow me. He said, you are the light of the world. When a man is the light, it gives direction to others. A man who gives direction cannot be confused because he knows the way. You are the light of the world. Jesus said, Paul said, you were once darkness, but you are no longer darkness. You are light. Someone say, I'm light. You are no longer darkness. It doesn't matter the circumstance that surround your path. That has nothing to do with who you are. You are light in Christ. And you must walk with that consciousness. If you're a business person, you get to your place of business, you walk with that consciousness. I am light here. Anything that does not glorify God must not stand here. Something is doing kurukuku, kurukuku, kurukuku in your house. You don't need to call pastor. Just shine the light. Someone is threatening your life and say, over my dead body you will die. You tell that person, have you ever seen weird darkness threatening light before? You shine the light. Somebody say, shine the light. You shine your light. If you don't shine it, nobody will see it. You have to begin to look at things that have been operating like darkness around you and begin to shine that light in that area. Sickness is darkness. You must begin to shine the light of God. Shout hallelujah to that. Hallelujah. I say shout hallelujah to that. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ said he is the light of the world. And he said the book of John chapter 17 verse 18. John chapter 17, verse 18. He is the light of the world. As you have sent me into the world as light, I also have sent them into the world. He was sent into the world as light, and he has also sent you into the world. You are the light in your family. I'm telling the truth. You are the light in that environment where you live. You need to be conscious of that. Be conscious of it. Don't let any theology make you know you are not light. No, I am light. My name is light. Shout hallelujah. I am illumination wherever I find myself. It's not about pride. The Bible says in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, it says you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. You are being called to show forth. Something to show forth. Tell your neighbor, say, show forth. You have been called to show forth the praises of the Lord who had called you out of darkness into where? His marvelous light. You are light. You are called into light. So there is no space for darkness around you as a believer. Fear is darkness. When you are afraid, you shine the light that you are. I've never seen where light argue with darkness. That thing that is still arguing with you, from this minute on, you are free in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said in the book of John chapter 10, verse 31 to 35. Let's speak from verse 31. As the word is coming to you every time, is reinforcing that light which you are. Then the Jew took the stone against the one to stone in the next verse. Jesus answered them, many words have I spoken, have I shown you, from which of them, from my Father, for which of them have you stoned me? The next verse. Then the Jews answered him and saying, for a good work we do not stone you, but that you blaspheme, because you have been a man, you make yourself God. The next verse. And Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law? He said, I said you are God. The next verse. If he called them gods, to whom the word of God comes, and the scripture cannot be broken. The word of God is the light of God, and he call you God because this word comes to you. Are you ready for this? Just as the light of God prevail over every situation, you are God over the situation on the earth. Don't reject it, because that is the truth. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will do what? Will make you free. He said he called them God, to whom the word of God comes. And the word of God, we said to us, is the light of God. And Jesus is that light of God. And when that word comes to you, he makes you what he is. You are light, and light dominate and rule over darkness. From today, walk with a God mentality. Walk with what? A God mentality. A light mentality. If you say nothing dies here, nothing dies. Amen. If you say nothing goes down, nothing goes down. You need to understand that what we are saying to us today is not just to make you to feel good. This is the truth. So in Isaiah chapter 2 verse 5 that I said to us, he said, let us walk in this light. Yesterday I said to us, how do you switch it on and activate that light which you have? How do you radiate it everywhere you go? How do you radiate this light? How do you switch it on everywhere you go? Many of us know that we are light. Many of us know that Jesus made us whatever he is, but not many of us are walking in the reality of this. How do you walk in the reality of what Christ has made you? How does what Christ made you become a reality? That when everyone sees you, you don't need to introduce yourself. Oftentimes when I'm at the airport, just somebody come and meet me. Are you a pastor? I said, what makes you to think so? He said, there's something I saw. I said, thou see it where? Light needs to shine. If the light is not shining, even though it is, it will not be seen by all men. So how do you switch on this light? How do you radiate it that affects everything and anything around you? That wherever you are, even here, this 20 meter radius to where you are, the wicked one cannot function by reason of the environmental light that is shining there. Jesus was speaking in the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 15. Don't forget Isaiah chapter 2, verse 5 says, we should walk. In other words, walk in the reality. Let it become your lifestyle wherever you go. You know, most of the time, believers misbehave in certain areas because they are not conscious of who they are. Just as Pastor was speaking to us tonight. In Luke chapter 21, verse 15, Jesus said, for I will give you a mouth and a wisdom which all your adversary will not be able to contradict or resist. Don't forget, we live in a world that is filled and covered with darkness. And as long as light is not switched on, darkness keep on operating. If you switch on all this, switch off all this light now, everywhere will be filled with darkness, true of us. But the moment you switch on light, darkness disappear. So Jesus said, you are the light. It's just like this light has the power to illuminate here. Are you listening to me, child of God? But if you don't switch it on, its power is nothing. The same way you are the light, you are the illumination that shines, the outshining of his glory wherever you are. But there has to be a switching it on. That's what I want to share with you tonight. To turn on this light so that wherever you are, you shine there. He said, I've given you a mouth and a wisdom. Your mouth is the switch that switches on the light you carry. Your mouth is that switch that God has given to you. Just like all this light, they have switch. They have where you switch them on. If you don't switch them on, even though they have the capacity to illuminate this place, they cannot illuminate until they switch it on. Your mouth is the switch that causes the light you carry to shine wherever you are. The mouth. Most of us, we don't understand that there is more use to our mouth than the way we use it. There is one thing I can vow and I can stand for your pastor. I like the way he make use of his mouth when he asks you to say after him, to say after him, to confess after him. He's a master of usage of mouth. Let's clap for pastor. I said, this man, I wish the people understood the importance of what this man is telling them. Whenever he asks you to say things, he's helping you to switch on the light. He's helping you to switch on the light. Because the light that can illuminate that is not switched on is as useless as nothing. You are the light of the world. But Jesus Christ said, let your light, what? So shine. And he said, the way by which this light will shine is I will give you a mouth and a wisdom which none of your adversary can gainsay nor resist. So to switch on the light of divine earth, the word of divine earth must continually be in your mouth always. Many of us want to experience change. Because I said light brings what? Change. But you see, when there is a switching on of light, certainly there will be change from darkness to brightness. Draw us. The same way, for you to perpetually walk in the light of divine earth, you must switch
on the light of God for divine earth with your mouth every day. The Bible says concerning your earth. In Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 17, he said, I will heal your wound and I will restore health to you. That is light. That is what? Because the light is the word of God. The light is the knowledge of God. So the light has been given to you, is in you, is with you. But for that light to begin to shine against the sickness of darkness, you must switch it on. I will heal your wound and I will restore earth to you. So the Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5, he was wounded for our transgression. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripe we are healed. Now there is something people don't understand about speaking. Speaking is majorly meditation. Someone say meditation. Meditation is not only talking, only thinking. Meditation is primarily speaking. And it is when you speak, you begin to see the effect of light which you carry around you. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, God was speaking to Joshua. You want to see change. You want to see the effect of light that you carry. He said, this book of the law, this word of God, this light of God must not depart out of your mouth. You will meditate. It will not depart out of your mouth. And the next day you will meditate. He said, you will meditate upon it. It will not depart out of your mouth. It will not depart. He said, by so doing, you will make your way prosperous and you will have what? Good success. This light will shine all around you. So speaking is meditating. And meditating will bring the change that light brings around you. Most believers, we don't engage the power of meditation. Because what we think about meditation, to stay in one place and just be quiet, that is not all that meditation involves. Meditation is speaking. As you are speaking, you are switching on the light. You are switching on the light. Now, there are things that has happened in your life. You feel that they are just coincidental. It is based on the fact that this great God has trained you how to use your mouth. There are many issues that have been avoided in your life. You don't know they are there because the light has shined against them. You don't know that they are there anymore. There are certain sickness that have been destroyed because light is shining every day. Every time you speak and you meditate on God's word, by speaking, you are shining light. You are doing what? And light shines in darkness. So hear this. If you want to remain on this earth and you want to keep on shining, have it at the back of your mind that man and woman, women and God, and everybody that is seated here this morning, you are living in a dark world and you must keep the light on forever. Sir, as long as this light is on, there is no space for darkness here. True of us? As long as this light is on. So if you want to see a darkness of sickness out of your environment, switch on the light and keep it switched on forever. Shout hallelujah to that. Learn to speak the word. That is meditation according to the word of God. What did the light say concerning me? I will heal your wound and I will restore it to you. By his wound I am healed. You kept on saying that. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light. You are in a situation. Don't say, well, I want to. There's a difference between praying and meditating. You may not pray every time, but you can keep on the light every time. Your light must keep on shining. Shining. If you forget anything I said today, understand that to speak is to meditate, and to meditate is when you are switching on the light. Go to bed, switch on the light. Wake up in the morning, switch on the light. You are in the office, switch on the light. Because the Bible says the world lights in wickedness and the whole world is covered with darkness. So if you don't want the darkness of the world to cover you, you must on the light. It's a practical thing I'm sharing with you. Of course, it's not new, but I want you to place more value when this man of God is telling you, say this, say this, say this. He's switching on light for you. Light is being switched on. Some of us are talking, Pastor. No, that is how to switch on the light, just as I said, that is not switched on. Its ability to illuminate cannot be seen. You are the light. For darkness not to cover whatever concerns you, you must learn to switch it on. Tell your neighbor, switch it on. Tell somebody again, say, switch it on. To enjoy peace of mind, you must find the light of God's word and switch it on with your mouth. To enjoy sound earth, you must find the light of God's word and switch it on with your mouth. To enjoy the light of financial provision, you must find the light of God and keep on switching them off. To enjoy peace and marital fulfillment, find the light of God and switch them on until you see that change. Light brings changes through us. It brings change from darkness to brightness. So whatever represents darkness around you, hear me very well, it can change. I say it can change. You can have what I call effortless changes. You can have it by just speaking, by switching on the light. Concerning peace of mind, Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3 says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind stays on you. So you are troubled. You notice some trouble around. You notice some satanic manipulation that represent darkness around you. You begin to say, thou will keep him in perfect peace. Peace is mine. Having been justified by faith in Christ, I have peace with God. Peace going out, peace coming in. Are you doing? You are dispelling that darkness that has come around you. You are dispelling that darkness. It will be coming. If you look through outside and you see darkness, just look through the window, see darkness. It's not what you invite, it's always there. But you can always switch on light and scatter his presence. Are you troubled? The only thing that brings trouble to your mind is darkness. Switch on the light that says, thou will keep him in perfect peace. That is man. Is on thee because he trusted in thee. My going out is blessed. My coming in is blessed. Are you hearing me at all? I'm led forth with peace today. Peace all around me. And when you begin to switch it on, you begin to see the release. You begin to find the ease of God around you. Many believers, listen to me. God said to me to say to you that many of you don't know the power of what pastor always tell you to say. And he said, go and reemphasize it. That they need to place value on that thing. That the man is helping them to switch on light around them. That's why some of you, by the time you leave church, after you have said those things, say it again and again. You just have some things that you have been dealing with before, they just disappear. Because they were darkness. You can't see them anymore. Some of you today, there are issues in your life that by virtue of switching on, people talk about problem. You are asking yourself, am I in the same world? Not that the problem is not coming, but you did not allow the darkness to what? To stay. There are things people say about me. I just say, am I truly, I hear people say, am I part of this world? Is it true? The day you stop switching it on, you know, there's what they call this thing, truly. If you have not been doing it, I'm only giving you an instance that this is the way to switch on the light. You are having challenge with your business. Switch on the light. and keep on switching it on. It will prosper the work of my hand. Whatever I do will prosper. I'm prosperous, growing out and coming in. All I do prosper. Kings shall come to my rising. Men and women will locate me. I'll be favored among men. They are not ordinary words. You are switching on the light. You are switching on the light. Have you noticed that Jesus Christ is the light, right? But he kept on switching on light. Anywhere you go, I am the way. I am the light of the world. I am. He kept on talking. Jesus is not a talkative, but he's an active talker.
Yes, sir.
They are two different things. Jesus is not a talkative, but he was what? He's an active talker. He kept on talking. He kept on talking. And what was he doing? He didn't say, well, I'm the light. It will shine on you. So, no, you shine light. You switch on light. Say, I switch on light. Say, I shine light. Wherever I go, I switch on light. You don't need to wait for darkness before you begin to light your environment. Don't wait for it. Don't wait for situation before you begin to light up. There are some of you that you feel that, well, what God will do, God will do. Hear me? That is an old thinking. What God will do, he has done. It is now you to switch it on. Some say switch it on. You notice some darkness concerning your finances around you. Switch on the light that says, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ. Keep on saying it to yourself. Don't stop talking it. Just keep on saying it. Things are changing because those things, they are darkness, and as you are switching on the light, those darkness, they are giving way. They are giving way. You just know certain thing about your family. You don't understand it. Your children begin to misbehave. You begin to switch on the light. My children shall be taught of the Lord, and grace shall be their peace. They will be taught of the Lord, and grace shall be their peace. They will be taught of the Lord. Because anything that is contrary to God's word is darkness. So if your children are misbehaving, that is darkness. Switch on the light. Are you listening to me at all? Your husband is misbehaving. That is darkness. Switch on the light. There are things that are making noise around you and they are frustrating your life. Switch on the light. If light does not shine, its illumination will not be felt. You are the light. But today, I want you to be practical about it. Always learn to switch it on with your mouth. He has given you a mouth and a wisdom that no darkness can resist. It cannot stand against it. Just like when you switch on light in this place, darkness doesn't say, no, I don't want to go. He must come out. He must what? He must come out. It must come out. You are the light of the world. Let it shine. Let it what? Let it shine. How do you let it shine? By switching out with your mouth. Switch it on. Don't be afraid to speak those in. What if it didn't come to pass? Darkness must leave. Come. It's not a matter of where. You just keep on talking. The Bible says, so mightily grew the world and prevailed. Acts chapter 19 verse 20. He grew. So keep on letting it grow. Keep on talking it. Don't stop speaking it. Keep on switching it off. Every time, every day you go to bed, switch it on before you go to bed. The Lord is my light and my salvation. He was wounded for my transgression. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. By stripe, I am healed. You are in the car, say it. You are sleeping, say it. I say it to sleep, I say it to wake up. Keep your environment lighted. Let your environment be what? Lighted. I pray that from tonight, you will not only know that there is light in the house, you will know where the switch is. Because it's one thing for you to know that, oh, there's light here, now everywhere there's light, but you don't know where the switch is. I'm telling you today, say, this is my switch. I will switch on the light. Every day, every hour, every time, I will not allow the darkness of the world to overshadow my family. It will overshadow my business. It will not overshadow my career. I switch it on. So keep on collecting light and keep on switching it on. Don't wait for problems to come. You can keep it away from coming. Don't wait for darkness to come. You can shatter it before it arrives. Because darkness will always cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But I will shine my light on you. You will shine in the midst of that darkness. For the light shines in darkness and it cannot what? Comprehend it. Shine your light, child of God. Let us begin to shine our light. Don't keep shut your mouth. Let this light shine wherever you go. That someone with evil intention sees you because you are lighted, he just turned away. Just sees it. No. I can't. There are people who can't look at my face when I'm talking. You know why? Because there's something that is shining. There's something that is shining. You can't look at it. I'm not just a light. I shine. I do what? I shine. From this night, your light will begin to shine. Rise to your feet. I say, from this night, your light will begin to shine. From this moment, your light begin to shine. Whatever area of your life you have experienced anything that represents darkness, I empower your mouth from today to switch on in the name of Jesus. I'm going to invite Pastor. He's an expert in the switching. You are going to help me switch these people up tonight. When I watch him, I say, look at this. I wish these people understand what this man of God is saying. And I want you to, tonight, there are many things when you return back tomorrow, you won't see them again in your life. Because that light you have received will shine right now. Say me, I'm ready to switch on the light. Say, from tonight, my mouth, you are empowered to switch on my light. Let's welcome the pastor tonight. Right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'm holding my own mic too.
Let's take some declaration and switch on. Great and mighty light.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Say this with me. Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is light.
Jesus is light.
This Jesus.
Jesus.
Is my Lord.
Is my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
He has made me light.
He has made me light.
Because I am light.
Because I am light.
I am shining.
I am shining.
Over weakness.
Over weakness.
Of any kind.
Of any kind.
I am shining.
I am shining.
Above darkness.
Above darkness.
Of any kind.
Of any kind.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You darkness.
You darkness,
of sickness,
of sickness,
of weakness,
of weakness,
of pain,
of pain,
of lack,
of lack,
of shame,
of shame,
I command you
now
as
light
go,
go
by the power of the Holy Ghost,
by the power of the Holy Ghost.
I am shining over you,
over you,
in the daytime,
in the daytime,
in the nighttime,
in the nighttime,
wherever I go,
wherever I go,
I shine.
Therefore,
men,
women,
living, non-living things,
are rising up
to favor me. I am born of God.
I am born of light.
I am shining,
brighter
and better.
I command
great and effective doors
opened
for me. In the name of Jesus, I walk in favor.
I walk in victory.
I walk in health.
I walk in
I walk in wealth. I walk in joy. I walk in peace. By the power of the Spirit of Christ. As a light, I shine brighter. Better. I shall light. I dominate. As a light, I enjoy victory. Wherever I go, the victory of Jesus is my victory. In this city, out of this city, in this nation, out of this nation, I reign by the Spirit of Christ. As a light, I shine. Demons trembled before me. Devils bow before me. Lack bow before me. Occultic power bow before me. I am light. And I shine.
And I shine.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For you have made me light.
You have made me light.
With this,
I reign
over all
to the glory
of God the Father.
God the Father.
Jesus,
you said,
as you let my light shine,
before men,
that they may see
my great
and good works.
Therefore,
they will glorify
the
Father.
Henceforth,
my life is the Father's glory.
My
marriage
is the Father's glory.
My children
are Father's glory.
My business,
my ministry
is the Father's glory.
My wife,
my properties
are
Father's glory.
Whatsoever I touch,
prosper.
As a light,
I have victory.
Wherever I go,
I dominate.
As a light,
I illuminate
my world.
I am impacting
my world
to the glory
of God the Father.
Shout amen.
Glory. Glory.
You have received the word.
Yes.
And the word grew and prevailed. That is the scripture, that one of the scripture that was read to us this evening. So mightily grew the word
and prevailed.
Say this with me. With the prevailing word.
With the prevailing word.
My life is prevailing.
My life is prevailing.
Over wickedness.
Over wickedness.
Over weakness.
Over weakness.
Over lack.
Over lack.
Over shame.
Over shame.
I prevail.
I prevail.
With the word.
With the word.
The word has prevailed.
The word has prevailed.
I prevail with him.
Jesus has prevailed.
I prevail with him.
Prevail.
Light prevail.
I prevail.
I prevail as a light.
I prevail as a light.
Amen.
Amen. Glory. Glory.
You know, I feel for some people, sir.
Glory.
When I say at times, thank God that the Holy Spirit quickened this in your heart. We know that there is a force behind
it. Yes.
And it's the power of light. From this day forward, your struggle days are over.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
By the Spirit of the Lord, your light is shining.
Amen.
Influence of darkness is broken over your
Amen.
Life.
Amen.
Demonic power submits to you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
By the Spirit of grace
Hallelujah.
Upon you
yes.
and the word working in you,
yes.
that same word that has prevailed make you to reign over all.
Amen.
Enchantment, divination
yes.
against you is terminated.
Amen.
Barriers terminated.
Amen.
Yokes destroyed.
Amen.
Burdens lifted.
Amen.
What others could not do is done in and through you with ease.
Amen.
Say it boldly. The light is shining in me.
The light is shining.
It's shining for me.
It's shining for
it's
me.
It's shining through me.
It's shining through me.
With me.
With me.
By me.
By me.
My word is illuminated.
My word is illuminated. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Well, we need to go home. But please keep these words in your life. Sir, do you know, even if I'm betting, I'm saying,
yeah.
in the bedroom,
uh-huh.
help is meeting help in your life. Yokes are destroyed forevermore. Learn to hold on to the word.